This is Scott Becker on the Becker Private Equity Podcast. Thrilled today to be joined by one of the great leaders in private equity today who specializes in sort of the healthcare and advising private equity funds in the healthcare world, Holly Buckley. Holly runs the healthcare and life sciences department at McGuire Woods, which co-leads it with David Pivnik. I wanted to ask her today what trends she's seeing in private equity investing right now. Holly, take a moment and say hello, introduce yourself, and then tell us, what are a couple trends that you're seeing currently?
Hey, Scott. Thanks again for having me. Holly Buckley, head partner at McGuire Woods here in Chicago. I'm seeing, or I believe there's going to be three core trends this year in private equity. The first is, I think this is going to be a big fundraising year. We're hearing a lot of the funds talking about raising new funds and those funds being bigger than prior funds. And in general, as I read, it seems like this is a trend across the industry. Next, I think we're going to see real continued consolidation in healthcare. We've seen this for the past several years. I think it's going to continue moving at a high rate. There's going to be some variation in terms of subsectors, which ones are hot, which ones are maybe a little bit less hot, but consolidation is going to continue to happen. The final one is kind of a slightly more interesting one to me, and that's kind of the reaction to political pressures. And I think we're going to see more impact investing around things like sustainability and other initiatives. And I think we're also going to see a continued push for diversity in private equity. And a lot of this is kind of really a reaction to kind of a lot of the politics and the rhetoric around private equity that we hear.
Let me ask you a question. In the last year, people have done so well in equities, including private equity, that the appetite for investing in private equity funds must be sort of on fire. Like everybody sort of wants to get in. And you think we're in a situation, even though there's $2 trillion or so sitting on the sidelines ready to invest, there's just this crazy appetite to keep on investing at the moment, isn't there?
Yes, I fully agree. Not too much of a question, but yes, I think your premise is right, and I think we'll just continue to see more of the same.
And then consolidation in healthcare around practices, around behavioral health, around infusion therapy, any specific areas that you're seeing being particularly busy that you think will continue to stay busy?
Yeah, I think that we're seeing some of the real specialty groups, such as the kind of high-end specialty groups that have been slower to consolidate, finally starting to pop. So the orthopedics, GI, urology, the groups that really stayed the course and stayed independent, we're finally starting to see more consolidation in those subsectors than we ever have before.
In those areas, just to get those orthopedic practices to move or those GI practices to move where they've done so well from a cash flow perspective, they've done so nicely, is it just a lot of money that's got to be thrown at them or do they have to see upside? What drives those groups? Or are certain of the orthopedic leaders starting to get a little bit older where they're looking for the opportunity to take some money off the table? What drives that sort of where you hit that cross point intersection where people want to do it and also are willing to do it?
You know, I think it's all of the above. I think that there's the idea of taking money off the table and reducing risk somewhat. I think it's increasingly harder to stay the course and stay independent when having a larger scale gives you so much more leverage, access to capital, power with payers, et cetera, as we're moving more to value-based care. And then I think with respect to the funds that are doing it really well, it's about having the go-forward alignment, and that's both in terms of the soft factors and economics. And we're seeing more and more models where physicians are able to effectively recapture some of what they've sold. So it's not just about taking money off the table today and sacrificing that tomorrow. It's about figuring out a pathway to kind of building that back up again and seeing future upside.
Got it. So seeing that take some money off the table, but see future upside as well and hope that it's not illusory, that it's a real thing, that they see it on the back end. And then, Holly, your leadership, you lead and co-lead a large group. What's the temperature of the people in the group? Are they very excited for this year? Does it stay very busy? What's your sense of what you're seeing?
Oh, I don't know. The world is such a strange place these days. I think there's certainly optimism. The vaccine gives everyone optimism. And I think, you know, our deal volume has been strong and the investor activity is high. I think there's still just a huge amount of trepidation, though, with the world being, you know, somewhat of an unsure place. And I think in 6 to 8 months, things should feel a lot more safe and secure. But I think definitely on a positive upswing and hoping for a great year.
Well, on a positive trajectory, and I know you've kept and your team has kept the group entirely crazily busy, extremely busy, especially the last quarter of the year and the start of this year. So congratulations to you and what you do, and great thoughts today on what you're seeing in trends. More consolidation, more fundraising, and more socially conscious investing and efforts as well. So three great thoughts. Holly Buckley, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you so much.